Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. figure out the economic bailout for Wall Street, there are officials, state and local officials across the country who are getting ready for voters. That's right. While most of you will go to the polls on November 4th, this year there is a growing number of states that offer early voting. And that would include the very important state of Ohio, where we find Linda Howe, who is in Northwest Ohio. She runs the Lucas County Board of Elections. And Linda, how are you preparing for what could be big numbers of voters?
We have moved our voting location to an offsite. We are not in our main offices, which is at the government center. Our main office is located on the third floor of a government building with paid parking, et cetera. Because we do expect larger numbers, we have moved to an offsite location. We spent the weekend preparing that, moving things in. We got our paper ballots in. We spent the weekend proofing those. They came in Friday night about 10 o'clock, so we spent a lot of long hours reading the ballots. We'll be moving the touchscreen machines in today, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning at 8:30.
It's certainly going to be an interesting election season, especially since you got into the job just this summer, so your timing was perfect, Linda.
It's going well. We have no idea how many people to expect because there's really no precedence for it. This is the first presidential election where people can vote absentee voting without any particular reason. It used to be you had to be over the age of 62 and you were going to be out of the county on election day. This year, you can vote for any reason.
And Paul Gronke, he joins us. He's director of Reed College Early Voting Information Center. And you study the trends, Paul, and this is becoming far more common, right? You don't need an excuse to vote early like you used to.
That's right. States started experimenting with providing no excuse rather than the conventional excuse required absentee ballot. And really in the 1980s and 1990s, the trend really accelerated after the 2000 election, where a lot of local officials like Linda moved toward a no-excuse balloting to try to release the pressures and the long lines on election day.
And so, Paul, how many states are we talking about that offer early voting?
Well, at our current count, though the sands seem to be shifting every day, and there may be a state legislature meeting right now, as far as I know, changing the law, but we're up to about 32, which either allow in-person early voting, where you vote on a machine, or no-excuse absentee balloting.
And if you look at the vote from 2000 through 2006, it seems that every election cycle, the numbers get bigger and bigger of those who are voting early. Some states more than half, in New Mexico and Nevada and Texas, for example, in 2004, half of the people voted absentee ballot.
That's right. One of the big states where we're going to see some changes this year is Ohio, as Linda already noted, which has moved to no-excuse absentee. Another one to keep your eye on is Colorado. Colorado has moved to no-excuse absentee, and many local officials are pushing this mode quite aggressively. And as we've seen in Ohio and in Colorado, both of the campaigns are quite active getting out those absentee ballot applications to their supporters. There's been some controversy, actually, in Ohio over how those forms have been filled out, as well as Ohio has an odd little glitch in the law that allows people actually to register and cast a ballot at the same time that's causing some controversy.
Well, certainly Ohio and Colorado are battleground states, so whatever happens there could be pivotal. But I'm wondering, Paul, if you encourage people to vote early, how do you prevent people from voting often? I mean, if I'm not actually in Germany and just got an early ballot, what's to prevent me from voting on election day?
Some officials rely actually on the law. That is, you're violating federal law, and you can get in really serious trouble if you do that.
Oh, that'll work.
But, That's, no, it does work pretty well. You might
really?
Be surprised.
Really?
But the other thing is that, you know, states have statewide voter registration systems now, and there's a lot of protections. Linda can speak more specifically to the mechanics, but there are many protections in place to stop voters from casting ballots twice, and we really have had very few instances. There are some scattered instances of fraud, but people voting twice is not one that you see very commonly.
So, Linda, do you want to speak to that? I mean, what precautions have you set up to make sure that people don't vote twice?
When someone requests an absentee ballot, the computer program we have for voter registration makes a notation that an absentee ballot has been requested. There's also another notation that's entered when the absentee ballot is returned. So before they're counted, each absentee ballot is put in what's called a secrecy envelope, and with the person's name and precinct on the outside of it, and that allows us a chance to check it before the ballots are counted after the polls close on Election Day.
Well, Linda Howe, we know you're going to be very busy probably from tomorrow straight through to November. We wish you all the best there in Lucas County.
Thank you very much.
Linda Howe is the Lucas County Board of Election Chair. And Paul Gronke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Paul is the director of Reed College Early Voting Information Center, talking about the trend of early voting. More than 30 states, he said.
Well, the takeaway for me is if you try to vote twice, those ladies there at the precinct, they're going to be really mad because they're going to see it on the list.
And they probably won't let you do it the second time.
And I don't want them to be mad at me.
No, we don't want them to be mad, and we don't want you to vote twice either.
That's right.